Out of the tens of thousands of book titles published each year, only a few, a very few, stand the test of time and live to become the classics of succeeding generations. Fulton Ursler's The Greatest Story Ever Told is such a book. Since its publication in 1949, it has been widely and justly hailed as one of the best attempts ever made to retell the compelling and timeless story of Jesus Christ. In this book, Fulton Ursler used the device of a fictionalized narrative, taking as his skeleton the events recorded in the Gospels of the New Testament, and fleshing them out with imaginative dialogues and personalities which recreate the atmosphere of the first century. Events which happened almost 2,000 years ago come alive and take on fresh meaning. The reader feels almost as if he or she were there. Although this is, strictly speaking, a fictionalized narrative of the life of Jesus, the author sought to be faithful to the events of Jesus' life and the words he spoke, as recorded in the four Gospels. His approach, although creative, is consistently marked with respect for the integrity of the Bible's account and reverence for its central character. Across the centuries, many so-called lives of Jesus have painted fanciful portraits of him which bear little resemblance to the Christ of the Scriptures. Some have even sought to deny or explain away anything which points to Jesus' true nature, including the miracles and Jesus' affirmations about his unique relationship to God. Such is not the case in this book, however. In The Greatest Story Ever Told, Jesus emerges, as he does in the Gospels, as the compassionate, forceful Son of God, sent into the world to bring new life and hope to all who commit their lives to following him. Because it uses poetic license in retelling the story of Jesus, any fictionalized narrative of the life of Christ